Hi, it's Avril here, your very own transformational coach. And today I'm going to take you through a guided self-hypnosis to help you get feeling that little bit more motivated again and to help you make those dreams really begin to come true. So, whenever you're ready, all I'd like you to do is to just simply settle in, settle down, find yourself a nice comfortable position to relax in, and you can either do this sitting up or sitting down. It's entirely up to you. So if you're ready, let's simply begin. Allow yourself to settle into the chair or whatever it is that you find yourself now. And you may be sitting up or you may be lying down. Either is absolutely fine. So simply allow yourself a little moment to find your own centre and to settle in and relax now. Relaxing in and deeply. And maybe if it feels comfortable for you, to use your own breath, breathing in deeply down into your diaphragm and gently out through your nose and mouth. That's right. Doing whatever feels natural for you. Because we all know how to relax now. And our bodies know how to relax. All we need to do is to simply begin the process and allowing ourselves to go as deep as we possibly can, deep into our own centre, relaxing our mind, relaxing our body, going ever deeper. And as we do this, it's a curious thing to notice as we allow ourselves the simplest of pleasure, such as relaxation. We gently begin to feel our body becoming looser and softer. And for some people, this will start at the top of their heads, a softening occurring in and around the forehead. And as that softening occurs, there's a sense of letting go. Just letting go and noticing how each of the muscles, those tiny little muscles, relax so easily. And it's a curious thing as we start to relax and allow ourselves to go on a journey, to go on a journey with the unconscious mind. How as we allow one part to let go, everything else simply follows. Our face and neck and shoulders become more relaxed, and our arms and our chest. We can almost feel as if you're falling now, falling into your own centre, going ever more deeper, feeling ever more at peace and at one with yourself. As you drop even further into your own unconscious mind. And you know, a thought is only a thought. And sometimes they come and sometimes they go. So it's okay if thoughts come up. It's okay if they come up and they go. Allow them the luxury of being there and simply acknowledging that there's a thought. There's no need to do anything at all with it other than acknowledge that thought. There's no need to fight it or resist it. Allow it to come up and be that thought. That's right. And as you relax more, your body feels even more comfortable now. And maybe that sensation of deep relaxation, of letting go, of surrendering to your own unconscious mind has travelled all the way down now through your entire body as you begin to feel yourself heavy and relaxed and warm and curious about the adventure you're about to go on. Curious about the adventure your unconscious mind is about to take. And you know, our unconscious mind is a funny thing. It's working all the time. All the time. Whether we're asleep or awake, it doesn't matter. It's there, making things happen, doing what it needs to do for us. So whether you're awake or asleep now, it's still working. So if you feel yourself drifting somewhere fast, that's okay too. Knowing that on some level, everything that's going on right now is going on at the deepest level in your unconscious mind, and it knows exactly what to do at its own rate and speed, and whatever is right for you. So welcome aboard your enlightening adventure. For if you've let so-called impediments prevent you from achieving your heart's dreams and from being motivated, then this is your time to simply sit or lie back more comfortably relaxed. Perhaps reassured by the perseverance shown by the illustrious hero of Greek legend, Odysseus, whose ingenious ruse captured the Trojan city and whose continual resourcefulness conquered each seeming adversity. Odysseus finally reaching his dreams by coming home to his own country. For isn't home where you bring your heart's dreams? Though, as this long-told epic by sea unfolds, Odysseus is still far from home. Stranded, moreover, with no form of navigation, and on the land of lotus eaters, often misconstrued, these islanders, seemingly welcoming newcomers and generously offering some of their own food, a delicious plant, everyone hungrily devoured. Though the lotus flower soon proved to be dangerous. Delicious, true, but those who partook of this flower lost all thought, all longing for home, and their own hearts' true dreams. And overwhelmed solely by the desire to dwell forever in the country of the soul, in the country of the soul-numbing lotus flower, growing ever more reconciled to while away the hours, engaged in the same humdrum everyday routine, the life of bemused comfort and seeming ease. And though Odysseus too partook of the lotus flower, resolutely focused upon his dream and deeply believed he was completely and utterly immune to the plant's flower. For Odysseus sought far more than the familiar, secure routine. He sought to realise what makes him feel fulfilled, to take in his hands the life his own heart demands, to actualise his genuine potential in his own homeland, completely instilled with his mind's commanding vision. Odysseus chose to leave behind the island's secure comfort zone and really find his heart's true home, the home of his dreams. And so drawn to the shore, we see the hero Odysseus. A look of purpose, a look of determination in his eyes, searching the horizon, the line where ocean currents meet clear blue skies, and searching for the means to reach the home too long left behind. And with his known resourcefulness, he conceived a plan. And from some trees, Odysseus produced wood and vines too, to bind the wood and design a craft. A raft equipped with a mast and a sail. And at last he continued on his train, seaward, towards his destined meeting with the source of his dreams. This magnetic force pictured within his mind's eye, luring him and drawing him ever further inside. These seas wide, wide zero opening upon his dreams, as if decreed by the Olympic deities, as if predestined to be. And since we're all drawn by captivating dreams, you may too appreciate that departing the familiar life routine, venturing aside your own heart's land of dreams. For herein resides the strongest energy source, your infinitely magical life force, ready to formulate your most treasured imaginings. So even if you are once led astray by the naysaying of others, or even by the naysaying of yourself, and did not realize the energizing force of your own dreams, then you can especially enjoy journeying inside your life force, only desiring to be summoned forth so you are provided with your freedom, effortless freedom, to gratify your life's deepest purpose. Yes, you can enjoy not having to do anything at all. You don't even have to listen to me, because your inner, wiser self is exploring for you, transporting you, life-transforming adventure. For you know, when you're drifting within, inwardly, your deeper self can conceive visionary dreams. And in those dreams, you can venture wherever you desire. Explore far across those ocean seas to see a few misty, wispy clouds shrouding otherwise clear blue skies. As you lie back, more comfortably relaxed, in your own craft, your own raft, equipped with mist and sail, a breezy gale speeding you onward and onward on your very own trail, right inside the wide opening, life force sea. These currents streaming forth and confident, streaming forth with energy and leading you towards, right towards your dreams. And so, as you breathe in deeply. Deeply the gently ocean breeze. When you do perceive your own breathing movements, more closely resemble the rise and fall of those streaming currents. And how each rise and fall of your chest and your stomach sends currents of your own life sea streaming soothingly through you, soothing you and easing you, and enlightening you with a confident belief you can live your life as you demand your life to be. You're commanding your dream. Your destination is serenely pictured in your mind's eye. And with each breath, deeper and deeper, perceive inside your own positive conviction. You need only ride freely astride your own life, astride your own life stream, your life force releasing freely all the resources you need, because everything you need already sits with you now, deep within you, to keep you on course to your dream, to whatever it is that you are called to do. And isn't it a comfortable feeling to depend on your own current flow, trusting that your current knows exactly where to go? So even on seeming stormy, turbulent occasions, when those rough seas seem to toss your craft to and fro, you need only breathe deeply the renewing ocean breeze. For how soon before you realise, skies growing fair, clearing, the ocean more gently streaming. For each breath, deep, deep, sending currents of confident energy pouring warmly through your inner certainty. You can do whatever. You can do whatever is necessary to achieve those things. Your life force constantly steering you. Clear through ever calm seas, preserving you on unswerving uniform course. Your dreamed for destination, so deeply, deeply believed. Sense within your persistent spirit. So those seeming rough seas are simply your invitation to become stronger, more resourceful in your solutions, more magical, a more magical source, formulating the precise inspirations you need and strengthening you with your confident expectancy. I can live my life as I imagine my life to be. Yes, you're steaming forward with your own life sea. Sense the force in your demeanour, a new commanding presence, the absolute assurance that you can achieve whatever you put your mind to, that you can achieve your dreams as if decreed by a friendly providence that was already predestined to be. So those occasions the wind seems to cease, and life seems to take the wind from your sails. And you make slow headway upon your trail. You need only remember those earlier occasions when you really came through, maintained your chosen course of navigation, reached your heart's true destination. For when your body breathes more deeply, deeply see each breath drawing forth once more your self-assurance, your commanding sense of confidence, pouring warmly through you and so thoroughly, energizingly, how soon before you realize, rising and rising from right behind you, a gale of wind streaming and swelling your sails, propelling you forward, your renewed resolution, your enthusiasm, leading you onward on your trail, right by the island of the sirens, those melodious singers who try to mystify mariners with naysaying songs and long rhapsodies of their so-called worldly wisdom, and really a concoction of misconceived and misleading notions, intended only to lure sailors astray, away from their true destination, and drawn them to Sirens land instead. The island of the narrow mind. For those with an expanded awareness see more certainty, as you do, you can achieve your own commanding dreams. So as your body naturally breathes more deeply, deeply and even deeper, how soon before you sense, emerging forth freely, your stream of confident energy now streaming out, outwardly swirling and swirling about and surrounding you. All the confidence and motivation you feel, this is your own potent force field, shielding you completely from those naysaying tunes that have been said by others, or at times by yourself, as you stream right by, secure, self-assuredly relaxed, as if your ears were closed by wax. And so choosing to leave these sirens far, far behind, why not spend your time with those more positive in mind? For do you find the confident energy that shields you is positively too an attractive a force field, draw to your energy of a similar nature to your own. So you likely notice, as if magically, just the right opportunities and the right people too seem to be drawn to you, offering all the support you need on your course to your dreams. So if you require faster means to reach your destination, to be surprised, to realise solutions right in front of you, like presently a favourable wind leading your raft to the island kingdom, reputed seamen proficient in the craft of navigation, zero their palace, rising higher and higher before you, So when you come ashore, how soon before you venture through this palace courtyard, the royal guard summoning you with the main chamber room to meet the learned elders, greeting you with the honour due of an adventurer of the ocean sea. Surely these paragons of wisdom are charmed and captured by your alluring dream, naturally drawn towards your self-assurance and sight. For they admire the force of your positive conviction, your enthusiasm, your motivation and your passion for life. Your eyes are shining with expansive vision and desire only to support you and give you a hand. Even furnish you with a ship to speed you forward to your destined meeting with your own homeland, your own dreams, your own desires that are so deeply, deeply believed. And ever nearer, clearly seen, you need only extend your hand and grasp these. Yes, you can live your life as you demand your life to be. And when sensing this deeply, and when sensing deeply this commanding belief, then each new morning, how soon before you see your dream come true? How soon before you notice that motivation rising up on your very own horizon, opening your dream as wide as possible, as wide as the endless, extending expanse of the sea? For you need only glide through any life challenge, confidently balanced and astride your supporting life stream. A gentle breeze, a lovely gentle breeze leading you forward, always forward toward the life that you dream. Excellent. So whenever you're ready, gently bring yourself back, waking up, five, beginning to become aware of the room that you're in and maybe the seat that you're on. Four, taking a deep breath in. Three, wiggling your fingers and toes. Two, having a stretch. One, if your eyes aren't already open, open your eyes, wide awake, and welcome back. Thank you very much, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this audio today. And I, as always, look forward to sharing again with you soon. Have a wonderful day. Speak to you soon. Bye.